Good morning, and here's the news. Medicaid patients with confirmed appointments in New Zealand are facing the possibility of having their appointments rescheduled because they cannot get from here to Apia for travel to New Zealand. Flights on the inter-Samoa route are at their busiest season due to church conferences in Samoa and many travellers. Medicaid Director Sandra King-Young said 10 patients are affected for the next couple of weeks because of full flights from here to Samoa. She said they have chartered Talofa Airways, but this can be challenging if the aircraft is down for maintenance or unavailable. Medicaid managed one charter with Talofa Airways to take Medicaid patients destined for New Zealand to Apia week before last, for which King-Young expressed appreciation to the Talofa Airways management. She said their office is also looking at Samoa Airways, but said the aircraft has to be available and the charter costs have to be reasonable. King-Young said they may have to schedule appointments weeks or months in advance to ensure flight availability, and added, it's very important that patients are flexible for travel and be prepared to travel when Medicaid secures their appointments in New Zealand. The annual meeting of the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council, which opens this morning at the Lioratorium, is perhaps one of the biggest conferences to be held here post-COVID. More than 50 people from off-island are attending not just the council meeting, but the council subcommittee meetings which were held last week. Governor Lemanu Pletimonga is scheduled to deliver remarks at the opening, and it's expected that he will have strong words concerning the proposed expansion of the Pacific Remote Island Area Marine National Monument. In the audience will be the Director of the National Marine Fisheries Service, Janet Coit, and other top brass of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration with purview over the rulemaking process for monuments and sanctuaries. Council member from American Samoa, Taulapapa Willie Sword, says it's vital that the territory makes its voice heard on the monument expansion plan and other fishing regulations while the feds are here. Executive Director of the Council, Kitty Simmons, believes the expansion is a done deal and stresses that the fight should now turn to allowing commercial fishing in the monument area. According to Simmons, the well-oiled machinery behind the expansion is the environmental group Pew Charitable Trusts, which she calls the Pew Uncharitable Trusts.
They've been supporting closures in monuments around the country, but they were only successful to get them to happen in our part of the world because, as I said earlier, no representation, you know.
We just don't have the juice.
Right, exactly.
We're not organized. We don't have the money. You know, in the sanctuaries in the States, I mean, as far as the closure of fishing areas,
yeah.
Most places is about 4% per state or something average. America, you know, Pacific territories is up to, 65%?
Something like
of
that,
of our EEZs are now closed. Because, as Kitty said, we don't have the voting members in Congress. I mean, Amata does the best she can, and she's had hearings, which is great. She's spoken out against it. But will that be enough is the question. It might come down to even our governor having to sue that they didn't follow all the rules or listen to the underserved, underprivileged fishing committee that we have in order to stop this from happening.
McDonald's American Samoa continues to support higher education dreams of the territory's youth. Last Friday at the Tradewinds Hotel, the company awarded $56,000 in scholarships to four local recipients. Two are graduates of the American Samoa Community College and two are high school graduates who will be studying at ASCC. The off-island scholarships are $20,000 each. The recipients are Janela Musni, who graduated magna cum laude at ASCC and will be attending Portland, Oregon University, majoring in accounting. Her goal is to become a certified public accountant and return home to operate a local accounting firm. The second recipient is Walesi Moore, who graduated cum laude from ASCC and is accepted to Southern Utah University and will major in criminal justice. He plans to return home and work as a law enforcement officer for ASG. The two local scholarships of $8,000 each are awarded to Lahaina Mulitalo, a co-valedictorian of Whangaitoa High School class of 2023, and Missionary Feleti, who graduated from Manumalo High School. Lahaina is majoring in nursing with eyes set on a medical career, while Missionary will be studying liberal arts. The McDonald's scholarships were started by the president and CEO of the company, Tautolo Charlie Tautolo, who saw the need to offer higher education opportunities for students during the time he served as a House representative. Since 2016, McDonald's has awarded $630,000 in scholarships to over 50 students. The awards presentation was attended by parents of the recipients, members of the McDonald's Scholarship Board, and company management. Reverend Senarivi Mulitalo offered a prayer, and Vice President and Board Chairwoman Dolores Totolo spoke on behalf of the company to congratulate the recipients and their parents. A Chinese-owned vessel that has been docked at the Alipata Wharf since April this year has been cleared by authorities. Samoa Observer reports the Chief Executive Officer of Samoa Ports Authority shed light on the vessel called HY and why it was docked at the Alipata Wharf. Soalo Kuresa Soalo said the boat is part of a project the government has been working on at a pier, but is docked at Alipata because there was no room at the pier wharf. He said the boat belongs to the Chinese company called China Harbour, which was awarded the contract for the project, so that's the only reason why the boat is there. He added the boat was cleared by Immigration, Health and Customs to enter the country. But it's the activities and noise coming from the vessel that has residents voicing concern, especially during evening services and on Sundays. According to Leone Penaya of Satitoa, ever since the boat docked there, we have never had a peaceful evening service as well as Sundays when we go to church because of the noise that comes from the wharf. It sounds like they're trying to build something. It's also making us question whether we should fish again or not to put food on our table because we worry about what's happening to the fish since the boat docked there. A cleaning contractor at the wharf told the Samoa Observer about the suspicious goings-on at around 11 p.m. when trucks come and load stuff from the ship and take them away. Village Pulenuule Musu Mikaelele Musu said residents have expressed concerns about the vessel to him. They even called police but got no satisfactory response from police. He said, "I guess it's appropriate for whoever is responsible to come forward and explain what this boat is doing here and making all those suspicious actions and noises, and everyone in the village has been worried and querying this vessel." That's the news.